activate the view screen, and turn on your universal translators, because it is time for another Galactic Netcast. Brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/galacticnetcasts. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Sorry, I don't have anything quite as clever.
It's Tuesday, July 2nd, 2013. Time once again for another Galactic Netcast. This is the Sci-Fi Film School number 37. In chair number one, with a full glass of beer in hand, or not. Do you have one tonight?
Always.
There it is. Mr. Matt Stein.
I got a backup, too.
You had a backup and a full glass. You are prepared, yep. My friend. From Appleton, Wisconsin. In chair number two, it's Miss Anessa Moyens, live from Denton, Texas. And I'm your teacher, professor, and host, Dave Nelson, currently in Waterloo, Iowa. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Not too bad. Tonight, we are discussing the movie Barbarella. Barbarella. So, initial thoughts, guys.
Pornography.
Okay. One word, Anessa.
Lots of boobs.
What?
Oh, boobs.
Okay. So, boobs, pornography, so we're talking a lot of sex.
No. An obscene amount of sex for the time.
Okay. Well, let's talk about this show before we get into the details more. This is the podcast where we watch a particular sci-fi film, thus the name's the Sci-Fi Film School. And then Matt and Anessa take a quiz at the end of the show to see how much they learned. And Matt always loses. That's just a thing.
True story.
For our audio subscribers, if you'd like to see us record the show live, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or Google+. But you may have to wait because this is the last episode in this current season. So
they can still follow us.
Yeah, you can follow us. You can totally follow us. And, of course, there's the other shows on the Galactic Netcast Network. So,
but I'm not there, so why would they want to watch that?
I was going to mention something before we get too much further, Matt. Anessa and Brad are not going to be available 1 week for the alien invasion. Would you like to guest host with me?
Absolutely. What's the date?
We haven't figured that out yet.
Oh, I can tell you the date.
Okay.
It would be August 15th. It's a Thursday.
You can work around your schedule if you want.
If you want to do Wednesday, but it would be the week of the 12th.
Okay, the week of the 12th. Just make a note of that.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's pretty far out. Currently don't have anything going on that week.
It's like
Dave's trying to make sure he gets you booked.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So I want to get you, and I want to get Paul Swickard from the Time Traveling Robots in Space involved, too. So this is going to be fun.
All right.
I'm excited to hear that episode.
Can I drink over
course,
there, too?
Of course. Yes.
Then I'm in.
All right. So on with this show, this week's assignment, I mentioned it already, is Barbarella from 1968. I think this may be the oldest movie that we've talked about. Actually, you know what? I take that back. What was that movie from the 50s? Remember that movie way back when, Matt? The aliens that crashed?
Yeah, I don't remember the name of it, though. How do you not have a list of all the movies we've ever watched?
It's on the website.
It is on the website, really? Yeah. Yeah. Not,
or is it on the website?
Not a list per se, but they're all posted there.
Okay.
You'd have to go through every single one, obviously.
Challenge accepted.
Okay. So, Barbarella, here's a brief synopsis of it. After an in-flight anti-gravity striptease, which I'm trying to figure out how they did that scene, by the way.
I'm also wondering why they're calling it a striptease, because she was pretty much down to nothing.
Yeah.
There's not much teasing.
Well, there was teasing as she was stripping.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
But
okay, so Barbarella, a 41st century astronaut, lands on the planet Lithion, or Lithion? I don't know. And sets out to find the evil Durand in the city of Sogo, where a new sin is invented every hour. There, she encounters such objects as the excessive machine, a genuine sex organ on which an accomplished artist of the keyboard, in this case Duran Duran himself, can drive a victim to death by pleasure, a lesbian queen who in her dream chamber can make her fantasies take form, and a group of ladies smoking a giant hookah, which, via a poor victim struggling in its glass globe, dispenses essence of man.
I would say that the queen was actually bi.
Yeah, I think she was, because she was coming...
She was going after that angel.
Yeah, the angel dude, yeah. Angels don't make love, we are love.
Wow.
So,
send it to the Mathmus.
So, this movie was based on the popular French comic strip of the same name. I also read it was a comic book, so I'm not sure which is which, or maybe it was both. Who knows?
Maybe it was a strip that was included into a book?
Yeah, it's possible. Starring Jane Fonda, John Philip Law, Anita Pallenberg, Milo O'Shea, and Marcel Marceau. I don't know who Marcel Marceau was. You guys know?
IMDb?
You guys know who Marcel Marceau is, right? Or was? Famous clown? A clown or...
Oh, he was a Professor Ping, wasn't he? Now that you mention the famous clown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you might be right. You might be right.
I would have to check IMDb.
No, he was a famous clown.
Yeah.
Bip the Clown.
That was his character's name?
Not in the movie.
Oh.
In the movie, he was Professor Ping.
Oh, okay, he was.
Vanessa was
he
right.
Was all
right.
Ping.
Okay.
Yeah. In real life, he was Bip the Clown.
Oh, I didn't know I didn't know he had a name, or I didn't know what his name was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although apparently he was a mime?
A mime and a clown, I guess.
He wore many hats.
Marcel Marceau was a legendary mime who survived the Nazi occupation and saved many children in World War II. He was a hero.
Wow, I didn't know that about him.
That's what IMDb says, so... Oh,
holy crap. All right, speaking of IMDb, currently a 5.8 out of 10 on IMDb, and Barbarella has 74% critics rating on Rotten Tomatoes, which is pretty good. It is rated R, although IMDb had it rated approved, which I don't know what that means. Released on October 10th, 1968, a runtime of 98 minutes, estimated budget $9 million. Guess what the box office is without looking at the Google Doc.
What?
$6 million.
You're guessing $6 million, Matt?
Yeah, I don't even know.
Okay. Anessa, what's your guess on a box office?
Oh, like what it made when it was released?
Yeah.
$57.99.
$300,000. Well, you're pretty close. You're actually low. Yeah, $613,285 by 1977. So they lost a lot of money on this sucker.
Yeah, they did.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, they did.
So this was made in conjunction with French and Italian filmmakers. I don't know what that means. It's based on the, like I said before, the comics, directed by Roger Vadim, who was Jane Fonda's husband at the time, which is weird because he was just putting her out there. Here, honey, take your clothes off for the next hour and a half.
He's probably, like, happy that he ended up with someone so hot.
Yeah.
So he had to, like, brag.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. She comes home.
Or maybe he's like some weird voyeur, you know? Like
maybe.
Like not voyeur. What's the word I'm looking for? Like when you show your stuff, basically.
Oh.
A creeper?
Well, there's that.
There's that.
Exhibitionist?
Yes. Yeah. Well, no, that's not quite the word I'm looking for either.
No, that's more of like putting themselves out
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Like showing somebody else off. There's a word for that, kind of.
I don't know. We'll come back to it later.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Moving on. It wasn't really that popular when it first came out, but after a 1977 re-release and runs on TV and video, it became kind of a a cult classic, and it's pretty much classified as sexploitation. It defines the sexploitation genre. There are a ton of films after this one that are like this one. I have questions before we continue. And I mentioned this before. How did they do the beginning scene with the anti-gravity? How I didn't see any wires. Did you?
I know she was laying on something because of her hair.
Okay.
If you notice, when she was like rolling around and she was laying on her side, her hair pretty much stayed in the same spot.
Oh.
Wow.
So I'm guessing she's probably laying on glass that had her shag carpeting behind her.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
And they were probably filming from the top or something.
Okay. But
in a way that there wasn't really any glare off of the glass.
What was, but that her helmet kept on floating back to her. I wonder if that was on purpose or by accident, because she kept on kicking it.
It might have been at an angle.
Oh.
Just so it would have that, like it would keep coming back.
Wow, you should be in pictures. You should make films.
You should make one of them talkies.
Them talking things with people and sounds and stuff. I'm just guessing. I honestly don't know. But I just... Because I wondered the same thing. I'm like, okay, so how are they doing this? And then I noticed when she was laying down on her side, like her hair didn't move.
Wow.
Whereas if you were suspended, your hair is going to be pulled down in whichever direction you're facing.
Okay.
And you're so...
Very observant.
I'm guessing it might have been like at an angle if her helmet kept rolling back. Like at a slight angle, not like massive. Otherwise, it'd just like go flying past her. So.
Okay. All right. Good point.
Just a guess.
I was thinking wires. I like your theory a lot better.
So I could be wrong, but I was also trying to find the glare, and I didn't really see any glare. It might have just been the shag carpeting.
Do you have any theories,
the
Matt?
Weird psychedelic thing.
Matt, do you have any theories?
Stripper magic.
Okay. All right. Okay.
That works.
I don't know enough about how movies are made, or the theory behind things to even fathom. Like when Anessa went off on her little nerd rant, like.
All Matt heard was wah, 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 wah.
I think I heard a trumpet sound in there.
No, it's trombone. Get it
trombone,
right.
Yeah.
Get it right.
Like,
with the mute. So.
All right, so I thought one of the funniest scenes in the whole damn movie was when Barbarella was with the doctor or professor or what was his name?
Are you talking about like Professor Ping?
Yeah, Professor Ping, yeah.
Okay.
And asked the angel, who's blind, to lead them back to the ship. Didn't you guys think that was the weirdest? Like, why would you ask the angel, who is blind, to lead them back to her spaceship?
Well, at first I thought it was kind of weird, but then I'm like, well, maybe because he's traveled the labyrinth and he's not going off of sight, so nothing looks the same. He's had to memorize where the turns are.
But he kept on bumping into things.
Well, he probably knew, like, okay, found the wall, now I want to take a right here, or left. And then he's like, oh, found the other wall, now I want to take a right. So maybe that's how he finds his way around.
They could have seen the way to go.
I have no idea. But yeah, I thought it was kind of weird. Like, okay, Pygar, okay. Who doesn't fly?
Pygar. All right. So the budget for rope and wire must have been pretty high on this film, I thought. And weird, like, everyday objects that were turned into furniture. Did you guys notice that? Like, these giant plastic bags. Like the poppy plastic that you wrap things, like you package things in, but the giant ones.
Yeah.
Bubble wrap.
Bubble wrap, yes.
Oh, let's just wrap. Has endless uses.
Yeah, let's just put a whole bunch of weird
furniture to. There's an episode of Doctor Who, like old school Doctor Who. I think it might have been Tom Baker era, and I think it might have been the Ark episode. But anyway, there was like this creature that was turning like some scientist guy into some other thing, and he had his hand like showing that he was transforming into this creature, and it was wrapped up in bubble wrap and spray painted in green spray paint.
That's funny.
So I was sitting there watching that, and I'm like, wait, is that bubble wrap? It is.
Matt, did you hear
green spray paint?
Matt, did you hear trumpets again? Or trombones?
Trombones.
It was more so, I can't believe you guys watched that show. I've never gotten into Doctor Who.
You're missing out, my friend. You're missing out. Okay.
But anyway.
Two more thoughts. Whoever wrote this movie must have been on some serious drugs. I'm just saying that now. No. And
they really dug shag carpeting.
Yes. And this is like a sexier version of Spaceballs to me, it seemed like. You know?
I think Spaceballs is sexier.
Spaceballs was funnier.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It was like way funnier. So.
Which brings up the point. Do you think it was funny on purpose or funny because it was stupid?
I think it was supposed to be funny on purpose. Otherwise, they wouldn't have had Jane Fonda tripping over the table so much and it getting stuck in the doorway.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of weird.
Like, they really tried to get her to do physical comedy there, I noticed.
And
maybe that's how they got away with the fact that...
I would
that
think if it was serious, then she probably wouldn't have...
Matt, you have a good point. What was it?
I was going to say, I think that's how they got away with it being so overly erotic for the time. They played it off as being dumb and stupid and cutesy instead of full-blown big-screen pornog.
Yeah, good point. No, that's a very good point. Yeah. Didn't think about that. Okay. Yeah. But did you notice that there was never sex shown? It was just nudity? Every time they went to have sex, they went to, like, they showed that ice vehicle, whatever that thing was, kept on going in circles when they were having sex.
Yeah.
Right. Like, they never actually showed the sex scenes, but they showed her singing afterwards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Although, except for that one time where her hair was curled, and I wish that would happen to me when I had
yes.
sex. My hair would be all nice and pretty.
I would have to get some for that to happen afterwards.
I thought the scene with the underground, the leader of the underground, the rebels or whatever.
Yeah.
That guy was hilarious, whoever that guy was. He was the best.
I loved his hair.
Yeah. I like how he fixed it at one point.
Yeah, he tried to like fix it and it was like this plateau.
Yeah.
Just what?
See, Matt, I think that you liked this movie more than you're leading on. I think in your deep down, I think you liked it.
We've watched worse.
Yeah, we have.
What red-blooded American doesn't want to stare at boobs for an hour and a half?
Well, I'd pick something else, but it's for the show.
So
I've got my own boobs
children.
To stare at for an hour and a half if I really want to stare at boobs.
Yeah, all she's got to do is just lift up her shirt, you know? Yeah, we
I
all
said,
have.
Yes, yeah. Red-blooded male American stare at boobs.
There you go.
I guess when you look at it from a standpoint that it's not serious, like if you go into it thinking that it's going to be kind of funny, it's a little better. But it's just so out there, and it's pretty dumb. Like, it's a pretty dumb concept, and they just laced it with boobs and half-ass sex scenes.
I think they would have refined it a little bit more, like... Because I don't think they really knew what they wanted, because there were scenes where it was sexy, and then there were scenes where it was weird, then there were scenes where it was funny. It was all just kind of a mishmash of different types of films.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because they had the French and American people, so they probably had different expectations
yes.
for certain scenes, and
yes.
that's where you see the difference of
yeah.
opinion or creative opinion.
Like, how weird was that, the people, like, inside the rocks? You know?
Yeah, that was really weird.
Yeah.
I didn't quite understand why they were inside the rocks unless that was supposed to be the Mathmos feeding on them.
I don't know.
But then you had like two people in the rocks and the other one's like fondling the other one, so I didn't really understand that.
And the guy that was a mirror? Come on, what was that?
Yeah, I have no idea. So weird.
All right. Before we move on to what we learned, we would love your feedback on this movie. If you have seen Barbarella, let us know what you thought by contacting us, galacticnetcasts@gmail.com. You can call our voicemail number and that is 805-328-3966, or go to galacticnetcasts.com/community. Again, to repeat, galacticnetcast.com or galacticnetcast@gmail.com, 805-328-3966, or galacticnetcast.com/community. All right. We have a lot of clips to play.
Great.
So before we do that, hang on. A sip of my my root beer. I'm drinking root beer tonight. I'm not drinking real beer. I'm drinking root
beer. What kind of root beer are you drinking, Dave?
I forget. It's one of the name brands. One of the name brands. All right. Let's start things. Matt, what did you learn?
After Barbarella finds out about the Poistronic Ray, she finds out what her mission is to be from the president.
Okay.
Something must be done.
Yes. And you are the girl who must do it.
Why me?
Barbarella, I have no armies or police, and I can't spare the presidential band. Besides, you're a five-star, double-rated astronavigatrix. Your mission, then. Find Duran Duran, and use all of your incomparable talents to preserve the security of the stars and our own mother planet. How do you read me?
Straight.
Things are weird in the 41st century, aren't they? How do you read
they
me
are.
Straight? And wasn't there some like salute or thing they said to you before that when they first started talking?
Love? Was it love?
Yes, yes, yes. That was kind of strange.
At first I thought they were saying like L-U-B. I don't know why.
Lub?
Lub. That's what I first heard. I'm like, maybe they meant love.
Yeah.
I guess if there's no war, then love. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all freaked out about like some kind of weapon causing violence, you know?
Yeah.
But she had no problem shooting the bad guys on the planet.
No, for being someone who's like, oh, what? Violence, no.
What, Matt?
I said, or having sex with them.
Everybody.
Yeah. Everybody.
No wonder she broke the machine.
Yeah. All right, Inessa, what did you learn?
Well, we learned from the slightly effeminate-sounding ship's computer what kind of atmosphere is on the planet Barbarella crashed on.
Planet 16 in the system Tau Ceti. Air density 0.051. Cool weather with the possibility of stormy precipitations. Analysis of the atmosphere. Terrestrial with a slight excess of oxygen. I count 600324 molecules per cubic millimeter.
Well, at least I'll be able to breathe.
Oh, it's fabulous. I was ready for him to say fabulous. I was, really.
That is fabulous.
Yes. All right. So, moving on to me. Hang on. In this clip, we learn a little about how things operate on this planet from one of its natives.
Who are you?
I am Markan, the catchman. And you? Who are you?
I'm from the planet Earth. Tell me, what do you know of this spaceship?
I know nothing. It was here when I accepted the job of the catchman.
Catchman?
Yes. All children must live in the ice and forests of Weir until they have reached a serviceable age.
Serviceable?
And then I capture them with my net, just as you have seen, and turn them over to the authorities.
I see. Oh. Thank you. Have you ever heard the name Duran Duran?
I know nothing of such matters. I live alone in the ice and forests of Weir. Such is the life of a catchman. Only in Sogo will you find the answer to the question you pose.
Sogo? Is it near?
It's just beyond that ice lake.
I come from the land of the ice and snow. That wasn't
it's weird,
over.
But the kids kind of sounded like seagulls in the background.
Yeah, they did. Well, they're evil. They're evil kids. I mean, you remember what happened before that scene, right? She was being attacked.
Yeah, like the weird, creepy dolls with the razor-sharp teeth.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah.
That won't make you afraid of dolls ever from watching that.
No, I totally want one in one of those dolls. That's Dave's impression of the doll.
It's pretty good.
My teeth aren't razor sharp. So you think that guy's dialogue was overdubbed at all?
Little bit.
I don't know of such a thing.
He didn't know a lot of anything. Yeah. Just that he wanted to have sex.
Oh, he totally wanted to have sex. And then was that hair or was he just greasy when he was taking his top off?
No, I think that was supposed to be hair.
Ugh.
It was hair.
It was a floor mat on his chest. Like, I don't mind a little bit of hair, but it's like he took the bathroom rug and just like plastered it on his chest.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, Matt, your turn. You're up.
We learn how people of Earth in the 41st century have sex.
You could let me make love to you.
Make love, did you say?
Yes.
What do you mean? You don't even know my psychocardiogram.
Huh?
Well, on Earth, for centuries, people haven't made love unless their psychocardiogram readings were in perfect confluence.
I know nothing of that.
Do you have any pills?
Pills?
Oh, never mind. I have some here.
What is this pill?
It's an exaltation transference pellet, of course.
I know nothing of this.
I see. Well, on Earth, when our psychocardiogram readings are in harmony and we wish to make love, as you call it, we take an exaltation transference pellet and remain like this. Here, let me show you.
I know nothing of this.
He knows nothing of a lot of things.
That was the same line used over and over again.
Yep.
Funny. All right. And then they got it on. Round chicken, brown cow. All right.
And it left her singing.
What's that?
I said, and it left her singing.
Yes. Yeah, that was an interesting reaction, wasn't it?
Yep.
All righty. Where are we at here? Nessa?
Yep.
Yes. Here we learn what sex with Barbarella did to Pygar the angel.
I've regained the will to fly.
I know. Oh, it was just heavenly. Can you take me to Sogo?
But I cannot see.
I will be your eyes, Pygar.
I do not believe it is possible. We'd be shot down by the Blackguard patrols.
Not with my mini missile projector, we won't.
There was a big, long sequence of that music at the end that I was like this close to recording and using on the show.
Oh, goodness.
That was such like up in the way, my beautiful balloon music. You know?
Yeah.
Up in the way, my beautiful balloon. Fifth Dimension, right? I think. I don't know.
I remember.
You guys are young.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
How would I know that?
Yeah, shut up. All right, so it's my turn. In this clip, we find out what the Chamber of Ultimate Solution is. Ugh. Hang on, here we go. Here it is. Okay, hang on. I'm going to edit this part out and just use this from now on.
Nothing creepy about that, Dave.
I think we'd better get out of here.
Ye who have chosen to die, be welcome. To terminate the bitterness of life, you are entitled to select from three exciting and surprising forms of death, one of which awaits beyond each of the doors you see before you. Should you fail to choose, you will be given to the Mathmos. There is no appeal. Next solution.
You know, part of this movie reminded me of an adult version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, kind of. You know, where there's all these weird things in this one place and, you know, people are getting in trouble. They're going down the wrong tubes. They're, you know.
I can see that. And the chocolate river just happens to feed off of evil.
Yes. Yes. I think we're onto something. We're totally onto something. What were you looking for, Matt?
Sorry, my wife popped in here and was looking for a checkbook.
Oh.
So I was trying not to disturb the class with rustling papers, which I knew I was doing.
It's okay. Makes it interesting.
I was waiting for someone to bring it up. Be like, you passed notes back there? You want to share that with the entire class?
Yeah.
I think Anessa has righteous boobs.
I'm so embarrassed.
You know, I wouldn't put it past you, Matt, to like have your wife there cheating for you for the test. You know, like feeding you answers.
Because she doesn't. She didn't watch the movie with
okay.
me. She like refuses to watch these movies with me now. You pick such horrendous crap. She won't even. She makes me sit and watch them in front of my computer.
Oh.
When we come back, I will try to choose one that doesn't suck as bad as some of the other ones, so maybe she'll watch it with you.
But the bad ones are so fun to talk about. Come on.
No, that's true. I'll give you that. But the bad ones are equally hard to pay attention to all the little details because I just want to stab myself in the eye.
That's true. Very true. All right, so Matt, it's your turn.
Oh, God. We learn who the great tyrant is.
So, I'm your little one-eyed wench. I'm also the great tyrant.
Wah, wah.
Well, that's nice. It amuses me immensely. Now I suppose you're interested in the whereabouts and welfare of a certain party, yes?
Well, yes, I am. I'm here on the orders of the President of the Republic of Earth. I'm here to find Duran Duran.
I'm not talking about him, I'm speaking of the angel.
Pygar?
Yes, Pygar. He has escaped the labyrinth. Crime. He has destroyed 12 of my black guards. Crime. And he dares to deprive me of a pleasure unique in Sogo. An earthling. Crime. Crime.
Crime. Crime.
Crime. Crime. My pretty, pretty.
Oh.
She kept saying pretty, pretty all the time.
I know. It's weird.
Yeah.
All right. Where are we at here? Yeah, it's Anessa's turn.
In this clip, we learn how sexy talk is done in the City of Light.
What do you think of when you make love to Barbarella?
Make love? I do not understand.
Don't be coy with me. You are in no position. If only you had one eye in your head, you would see what a delight I am. My face, my body, all my things are a delight. An exquisite delight.
What is it you want?
I shall share my delights with you. You shall make love to me.
An angel does not make love. An angel is love.
Then you're a dead duck. Go!
Love the groovy music on this movie.
It's baby making music.
You guys were all dancing sexy in the background during that clip.
Oh, because that clip, she was all like fondling herself.
Yeah, I know.
We're reenacting it for okay. people that actually watched the video.
Yeah, and by the way, youtube.com/galacticnetcasts. If you want to check us out on video.
Now I know what I'm doing at work tomorrow.
All right. Oh, yeah, my turn. Here we learn something of the whereabouts of Durand Durand. There you go.
Only the Black Queen would know the whereabouts of Durand Durand. And she has but one vulnerable moment. And she's in her secret chamber of dreams.
Secret chamber of dreams?
Yes. She sleeps alone in a room above the Matmos, surrounded by a wall of impenetrable energy to which she alone has the secret key. There exists, however, a second secret key, which my agents have located and is now in my possession.
If you really do have the second secret key, why haven't you used it already?
Ah. 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 Because our forces have not as yet been strong enough. The capture of the Black Queen has to be associated with a military coup. With your weaponry and spacecraft, this can be brought about. With the Black Queen in your control, you can get her to divulge the whereabouts of Duran Duran.
Yes, I see.
Good.
I thought that scene, that whole scene with the leader of the resistance, the leader of the underground, was so funny because everything down in his secret place, nothing worked.
Yeah, like all the levers that he would pull didn't work, and he's like, the door, the door, the door. Yeah, poor guy.
Yeah, he's trying to. I think he was just trying to show off to.
Bubarella.
Yeah.
Barbarella. Yeah. Bubarella.
Bubarella. Yep.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Speaking of secrets, we have more secrets here. Matt, what are they?
We learned from the resistance leader what the password is.
Our rendezvous point will be at 1600 hours, and our password will be. Clanfire Puthkin with Golgerich Quindrobel Leclandithilio Go Go Go.
You mean the secret Clanfire Puthkin with Golgerich Quindrobel Leclandithilio Go Go Go?
Exactly.
All right. What you said.
Go Go Go?
I wonder how many times they actually had to do that scene.
I have no idea, but I imagine it was a few.
Yeah.
Too many.
Do you get what I was saying? How I think that whoever wrote this film was on serious drugs?
Just look at the sets.
It was the 60s, so 'tis the season, I guess.
And look at that one scene. They used, you know how back in the 60s they used that weird acid-y thing where they projected it on walls where it was like, they look like...
It's like watching a weird lava lamp.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
That whole sequence in this film with that. It was in the Chamber of Secrets, right? The sleep.
It was in a lot of places. I mean, when she was in her ship, like the screen was really trippy, like that. When she was in the whatever place of solution, the floor had kind of that vibe.
Yeah.
And then when she was in the Dream Chamber place, like it was there. And when she was trying the essence of man, it was there. And it was just everywhere. They really loved that effect.
It really is a sign of the times. Like, if you want to see what 1968 looked like, watch this movie, because freaking Haight-Ashbury on film. All right, we've got one more clip, I believe. Vanessa, what is it?
In this clip, we find out from Duran Duran what the positronic ray does.
All persons and objects, Miss Path, are deminimalized to the fourth level.
You mean...
That's right. They're placed in the fourth dimension irretrievably.
Why haven't you used it to take power here in Sogo?
The Black Queen must first be destroyed. But as you no doubt observe, she's always surrounded by her black guards. Whoever succeeds in killing her will be put immediately to a horrible death. Hence my prudence.
And then I got one more clip I want to play for you guys. This is Duran Duran freaking out. Here we go. You guys ready for this?
No.
Okay.
And he ran.
Today,
that's for Sogo. Tomorrow, master of the earth, master of the galaxy, master of the universe.
That's enough. That was
sweet.
That was after
baseline.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking that too. That was after he locked Barbarella inside the Black Queen's sleep chamber or whatever that's.
Oh, that's right.
Chamber of Dreams.
Kind of wondering where that was. I'm like.
Yeah, because then he was gonna just take over the city, and then he's gonna take over the. He was gonna go to Earth, and then he was gonna take over the galaxy and in the universe. So. All right. There you go. That is what we learned from this movie. The Sci-Fi Film School is brought to you by Audible.com. Do you like reading books, you guys? I know Anessa does.
Lies. I'm kidding.
Anessa is a big fan of books. Matt, not so much, right?
I prefer movies.
Okay. Well, this is kind of a movie for your ears.
I've listened to audiobooks when I used to mow lawns, but I mean they're still like 45 hours long.
Yeah. So if you have some kind of commute, or if you're going on a trip, this is perfect. All right.
Absolutely.
You don't have time to sit down and read a book this is perfect. So this is our suggestion. Hang on. Slow down, Dave. All right. We have a audible.com suggestion this week. It is a book called Far Side by Ben Bova. And here is a brief synopsis of the book, the audiobook. Telescopes on Earth have detected a Earth-sized planet circling a star some 30 light years away. Now the race is on to get pictures of the distant world that show whether it's not, whether or not the planet is truly like Earth, and if it bears life. Farside Observatory will have the largest optical telescope in the solar system and the most sensitive radio telescope, insulated from the interference of Earth's radio chatter by 1,000 kilometers. 1,000 kilometers of the moon's solid body. Okay. But building Farside is a complex, dangerous task, and what they ultimately find stuns everyone, and humanity will never be the same. So if that sounds interesting to you, you get it for free. Farside by Ben Bova on audible.com, or pick one of your choice. Absolutely free. We're giving you a free 30 days to try it out, try out their service, and get one free book from audible.com. Just go to audible.com/galacticnetcasts. Actually, that's wrong. audibletrial.com/galacticnetcasts. audibletrial.com/galacticnetcasts. And we thank them for their support of Galactic Netcasts and the Sci-Fi Film School podcast. All right. Hey, it's quiz time.
Crap.
Now, Anessa is leading this 6-0. And I'm hoping that you get a win. Get a win tonight, Matt, because this is your last chance of the season to get one win.
It's not going to happen unless these questions are very easy, like, what color is Jane Fonda's hair? I know that. How many nipples does she have? I know that. Not much else.
All right, so let's find out. Let's see if...
not even a giggle. Dad didn't even giggle.
I was...
No, he's like, I'm sorry, I'm busy pulling up my app.
I was reading a text. I'm sorry. A text from a...
I thought you were pulling up your coin app.
No, now I'm pulling it up.
But instead, he's looking at a text from...
Pull up your coin app.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
All right. So who's going to call it?
She can. She can always call it. Ladies first.
Okay. Anessa.
Tails.
All right. Oh. Hang on.
What just happened?
Okay, here we go.
Wave phone.
Hey, it's heads.
There you go.
So, Matt, do you want to go first or let Anessa go first?
I will be first to get the question wrong.
All right. None of that negative attitude now. Come on. Here we go. All right, question number one. What was the name of the device that the president used to send Barbarella items she needed for her mission? All right, this is multiple choice. Was it A, an atom transmitter, B, molecular transporter, or C, space tube? A, atom transmitter, B, molecular transporter, or C, a space tube?
Anessa, do you know this?
I actually don't. I would be guessing. Because I don't remember the name of the thingy.
Can you say A and B again?
Atom transmitter or molecular transporter?
I'm going to go with the... shoot. Space tube.
No, you're... Really?
No.
I was like, I don't think it was that one, but...
Molecular transmitter. B.
Oh, it's molecular transporter?
Oh, transporter, yeah.
Okay, all right.
The one with molecular in it.
I was going to say, the first word's what really matters here.
All right. All right, here we go.
Really?
Damn it.
Because I would have been my guess.
Well, luckily for you, there's really only one choice left.
I'm gonna laugh if I choose it and it's wrong.
Come on, space tube, space tube, space tube.
I'm gonna get the first one.
Can't go wrong with space tube.
The Adam one.
All right, so Anessa is on the board. Anessa is on the board. 1 point.
That's what he said.
Hello.
All right, here we go. Question number two for Anessa. What is the name of the City of Light, ruled by the great tyrant, dedicated to evil in all forms? Was it A, Tolgo, B, Sogol, or C, Blow Goat?
I don't remember goat being part of this. I'm going to go with B.
B?
Sogo.
You want to go with Sogol?
Sogo.
All right. Let's see if that's it. Hang on. I'm having trouble with my soundboard here. Here we go. That means this.
Ah!
Okay.
Yeah, it's not really too specific, is it? It's just noise.
Right. No, I was like, so did I get it right or did I get it wrong? Random noise.
All right.
Splashing.
Matt, you're guaranteed to get this one right. I'm just telling you.
No, don't even say that.
Okay. All right, here we go.
How many nipples does Jane Fonda have?
Three! I mean, two!
All right, here's the real question. What name did the great tyrant call Barbarella?
Oh, now you're making me nervous. It was pretty.
Are you sure?
Well, yeah, but it was so easy that I got really nervous, and I was like, "Holy crap! What good-looking girl adjective was it?"
Okay, so your final answer is
pretty.
All right. Okay.
Wow! Yay! I don't get to hear these often. Let me have them.
Yeah, Anessa, shh! Don't interrupt.
Everybody, stop talking.
All right, so it's 2-1, siding with Anessa. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we have 7 questions.
Okay.
All right. So, Anessa, here is your question. Here is your next question. What is one of the strange side effects of making love the 41st century human way with the pills? What is one of the strange side effects that they got from making love with the pills from the 41st century?
This is a distraction.
What?
Distraction.
Is that your answer?
It was distracting.
You
said that's one of the side effects of having sex the old-fashioned way.
No, the 41st century human way with the pills.
Oh, what was one of the side effects?
Yeah.
The pill. I thought without the pill.
No, with the pill.
Oh, then they're more productive or efficient or something.
It's one of the side effects?
I don't remember. You get curly hair. You get fabulous hair using the pill. That was one of the side effects.
Wait,
I shouldn't have helped because...
Because I heard it the other way.
Okay.
Like not using the pill.
All right. Yeah, I helped you way too much on that. I apologize.
Don't worry. I didn't know it, so.
Wait. I just remember her hair was getting curly and all pretty.
Yeah. And then the other one was steam rising up from the people's hands that they're holding. Another side effect.
But she mentioned something about them being more efficient. Or something. I don't know. Productivity was.
It's not really a side effect, though. You know, we're looking for a direct side effect from actually doing it. All right, so Matt, another one that I'm guaranteeing you a win or a correct answer. Okay. On the way to the 12th corridor, what did Barbarella stop to smoke from the giant hookah?
The essence of man. Anessa, your little clippity-clappy go over there is so damn condescending. We all know I'm terrible at this crap.
You're getting it.
I'm terrible at this quiz crap.
Like we established.
I'm genuinely happy for you.
Like we established in the past, Matt does not test well.
No, I don't.
Matt hates me.
Nope, never.
I try to be like happy and supportive, and he's like, you're condescending.
Just, oh, you're getting one right. Let me clap for you, idiot.
Good thing we're taking a break.
I'm happy you're finally remembering stuff. Yay!
I think, you know, but during our break from doing the show, Matt, maybe you should go to Sylvan Learning Center.
A therapist?
Learn how to test.
Shut up, guys.
Aww. Hang out with, like, the...
I'm Googling generals. Learn how to test better.
Okay, here we go. Question number 6. All right, Anessa, this is yours. All right. What color was the positronic ray when it was used? Duran Duran, at the end of the film, using the positronic ray, what color was the actual ray itself?
Like that was destroying the people or the actual machine?
No, the what was destroying the people.
I just remember, like, green flashes.
So the color is...
green.
Green?
God damn it!
That is winning, by the way.
As much as I love that little audio clip, I can't stand that you keep winning.
I'm sorry! Maybe I'll, like... not watch the movie one time and then you can
No, don't let him don't be easy on him. Matt has to earn his win. Come on. No, it's just we know that you don't test well. That's the only problem. That's the only problem. And you're so put off by these movies, how bad they are, that you can't concentrate and pay attention.
That's all he focuses on is like, what yeah. the hell am I watching?
What, Dave? Oh my God, Dave did it again. Oh my God.
And the worst part is when I watch a good movie that I like, Anessa likes it too, and she picks up on that one tiny turd that I miss.
No, Anessa's got really good memory. She remembers things. I know it from doing podcast after podcast with her.
It also depends on what it is and whether or not I use it, because if you ask me these questions in a couple of weeks, I probably wouldn't remember half the answers. I was really good at cramming for exams.
All right, so it's Ness is ahead by one, I believe. Let's see.
Two? Well, what question is it? 6?
Okay, this is question 7.
No, so it's 4-2 right now.
Okay. Really?
So let's make this one worth 5,000 points.
He missed.
Oh, yeah, okay. The first one. Okay, all right. I didn't see that. Okay. All right, here we go. Final question, Matt, is yours. What shape was the Great Tyrant's bed? In what shape was the Great Tyrant's bed?
I'm assuming... that the fact that you asked this question, traditional bed shape is not right.
That is correct.
So square is not right.
Uh-huh.
How picky are you being? Like, is this between rectangle and a square?
No, it's
like
the shape.
A circle and an oval?
It's the shape of something. Not a particular shape, not like a traditional shape. It's the shape of something.
A penis.
Rest your head on the testicles.
This is
my original answer was a boob, but that's just round.
Okay. All right. Well, it could be a boob.
So it's round.
No, I'm
an
not
oval?
Saying. Not saying anything.
An ellipsis.
Gotta settle on one thing, Matt. One thing.
A hexagon. Final answer.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. I knew it was wrong, but...
All right, the answer is a woman. It's the shape of a woman.
Oh. I clearly didn't remember that part, because I love women.
All right, I don't know if you do. if you didn't pick up on that.
Didn't it have boobs at the top or something?
Yeah, I think it did. So you were part right.
Yeah.
With one of your answers that you were going to use that you didn't.
Yeah. But part right only works in horseshoes and hand grenades or some crap, right?
Yes. So, of 7 episodes, Anessa won each test. I didn't really have to tell you that, did I, though?
It's just rubbing in a little more.
All right. I'm sorry.
Do you want to just tell the whole world about how Anessa is better than me at everything she does? Without Anessa, I wouldn't be able to wake up every morning because it's because of her that I have air to breathe.
It's all the trees I plant.
Yeah.
What? That's staying on my soundboard. All right, that's going to do it for this season-ending episode of the Sci-Fi Film School podcast. Are you guys upset? Are you guys saddened? Are you...
I'm kind of sad.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be reminded every other week about how terrible I am.
So
apparently he feels differently, but...
So your self-esteem's going to go up over the next how many months that we don't do the show?
My self-esteem will go up enough to... Like, how long ago did we start doing this? 2 months? 2.5 months?
Yeah. When was it, Anessa? Well, 7 episodes ago, which 7 times 2, 14. So about three...
Like 3.5.
I'm with 3 months.
3.5 months ago?
3.5.
So my esteem will go up... My self-esteem will go up enough for 3.5 months worth of Anessa kicking the crap out of me worth guilt. So right now I'm at about a 14-year-old boy going through puberty. So at some point I'll get back to full-grown adult.
Okay. Wow, that was quite the explanation.
Just be like, Anessa's an awful person.
I have diaries about how Anessa treats me.
I'm gonna miss you guys fighting. I'm gonna miss.
Dear diary, July 2nd, 2013. Anessa treated me like an asshole again. She's so stupid.
All right, so I'm gonna put this out here right now. I want to put it out there right now that I think we'll be back before the holidays. We're not gonna go a full night. Was it 9, 10 months last time?
Too damn long.
Yeah. Yeah, we went forever.
Yeah, it was almost a year.
Like almost a year.
Yeah, yeah. So we're gonna aim for sometime around the holiday, you know, before Christmas. How's that sound?
Oh, I guess it's only 5 months. Holy
That's
crap.
Still quite a ways.
Well, yeah, but it's not like, you know, 6 months is less than a year.
November, maybe November, so July,
yeah, November, December.
August, September, October. You know, maybe end of October, so I'm getting it closer and closer.
You're like, you know what, next week,
yeah.
We'll be back, new
yeah.
season.
By the time we're done, it'll be 2 weeks. I'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
You know, if there was two of me, I could totally do that, but as it stands, I don't have two of me, so we can't do it that way. So
yet.
Yeah. I'm sure we can figure things out.
Yeah, we have
Someone
the technology.
Knows how to clone it, Dave.
Yeah. All right. So in the meantime, if you want to catch up on older episodes, you can do that by going to galacticnetcast.com and finding our show page on there. Or we also have subscribe.galacticnetcasts.com. That's another place you can go to subscribe to our show. Download all the episodes going way back to 2011 when it was just me and Matt and it was not as fun.
New, not nearly as fun.
No.
A lot of dead air, a lot of nothing going on.
Like, so, Matt, yeah. Great.
Dave just giving me the answers to things.
There was a lot of that. Yeah, it was not fun.
This is multiple choice. I don't want to help you, but it's not A or B, and the answer is C. Well, I don't know, Dave. Is it C? Are you sure? Are you sure it's C? I think so. Yeah!
Oh, those are the days. Okay.
Yeah. And before you wrap it up, the movie we watched from 1951 was The Man from Planet X.
Okay. And wasn't that like one of the first the first movies that we watched?
I believe it was the 9th one.
Okay. Anessa, were you part of the show then?
No.
Okay. All right.
Because I remember watching it, and Alyssa had the flu really bad. So I would have to watch her sprint out of our bedroom into the bathroom to throw up while I was trying to watch it. And in the 1950s, movies weren't loud enough to cover that crap up.
Maybe more explosions. Yeah. No, I came in... I forget the name of the movie, but it was the one with, like, the giant flying scrotum ship.
Oh, yes.
I
think that was my first show.
With John Boy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With John Boy.
Yeah, they had all those different races of aliens.
It looked like a scrot.
Yeah, it did. It did. I recall that vividly.
I'm trying to figure out which movie this is.
Beyond something, wasn't it? Beyond space
beyond
and
the stars. Beyond
Battle Beyond the Stars. Battle Beyond the Stars. Guaranteed for the win.
Nope.
That's it.
That movie is not listed.
Oh.
Oh no, it's.
Oh, it is. Apparently, when I search, Battle doesn't show up.
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah, it is Battle Beyond the Stars.
So. Are you guys on our page?
Yeah.
I'm on Wikipedia.
Oh.
And I see the giant scrot ship thing. So.
But on our page it says we're joined by our special guest Inertia. I remember being like, Dave, what's this crap? Why are you bringing in someone else? She's
special
going
guest. Right? I'm like the guest that won't leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then the next week we did UHF and I got just crap hammered.
The movie that you've
did
watched
really well up until the daiquiri.
Yeah, the movie I spent so much time arguing to do on the show just to get fisted by a blueberry freaking daiquiri. I will never forget that that's what he drank in that movie now.
So
I have nightmares about blueberry daiquiris.
I was just thinking, when you said Wikipedia, Anessa, we should work on getting a Wikipedia page for the Galactic Netcast, don't you think?
That would be cool.
How could we go about doing that? Could anybody start a page, or do we have to be an editor?
Oh. As far as I know, you just
I think
do
you
it.
Can just create an account and okay. go, can't you?
I don't think you have to be an editor. You do have to have an account, though, because I do remember one time like writing balls in the middle of the Mario Wikipedia and like just getting to chuckle out of the fact that I put balls in there and some like 7-year-old's going to be reading this and see balls.
And next to it, citation needed.
Yeah, citation needing. Did Bowser really have big hairy balls?
You know what? This has got to be the dirtiest show, dirtiest episode.
We watched Barbarella.
Yeah.
What do you expect?
Yeah, let's set the tone.
Boobs.
Like, within the first, like, 2 minutes of the movie, she was nude.
Yeah.
So.
Surprised at how quickly she got butt-ass naked.
Yeah.
And I like how they put the letters over her body and they were shaking, so they weren't really covering anything up. Yeah. But they could at least say, look, we put these letters here. Like, here's the producer's name to cover up her body. Oop, boobs.
No, it was done very creatively, the opening sequence, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap it up. It was fun, guys. Thanks for doing this with me and with the show and the people and the stuff.
The stuff and the things that one time?
Yeah. So any final thoughts? Final thoughts, one more time.
I'm going to miss you guys. Well, I'm going to miss Matt.
I don't blame you. I would miss me too.
So Matt, you're going to work on that Wikipedia page while we're on break?
Right now?
What? Wow.
Jeez, like, Wikipedia wants me to pick my gender? Transgender is not an option. I'll pick male.
Okay. Damn it.
Well, it's mostly male.
Not sure.
Okay, so I'm going to end the show now because it seems like we're all moving on to different things.
And the show has reached a new low.
All right. So we'll see you guys in... less than 6 months.
Yay!
Okay, bye guys.
Bye.
Leave your hailing frequencies open and scanners on full, because another Galactic Netcast will be approaching your coordinates soon. For more information, go to galacticnetcasts.com.